In the first video, we discussed the concept of scholarship, the scholarly community, and how scholarship is like a conversation. In this video, we'll consider the concept of peer review, how it works, and how knowing this will enable you to find academic articles for your assignment. You're going to have to find academic articles for your research papers later in the term. You'll recall that academic and scholarly are synonymous terms for high-level research and teaching activities done at the university. Here are two additional related terms, peer-reviewed and refereed. You'll probably hear these four terms used interchangeably in many courses and assignments throughout your university career. When used in the context of articles or books, they refer to the same concept, exemplified by the term peer review. Peer review involves experts in a field checking materials before they're published in a scholarly work, such as a journal article or an academic book. Here's what the publishing process looks like as a visual. A researcher writes and submits a research paper to the editor of an academic journal. The editor sends copies of the paper to experts in their field, also known as peer reviewers. They check the work. They send comments about the paper anonymously back to the editor, who sends those comments to the researcher. The researcher may then revise the paper and resubmit it to the journal for publication. The process as shown here is extremely simplified. In reality, it's extensive and time-consuming in comparison to publication in a popular press or online newspaper. In comparison, what I'm terming the non-academic publishing process is a little more straightforward. A writer sends an article to an editor who may make some changes and then publish it to the reader. And this process could theoretically happen in a very short time, almost instantaneously. So that's the difference between the peer-reviewed and the non-peer-reviewed publishing process. How can you best access peer-reviewed materials like academic articles? If you do a search in Omni, it's fairly easy to limit your results to peer-reviewed articles as shown in this example. Once you've done a search, simply select peer-reviewed journals and articles as the resource type in the checkboxes in the left side facets. Our other licensed research databases like ProQuest and EBSCO let you use checkboxes to refine your results to peer-reviewed articles as well. Other databases like GeoBase, Web of Science, and JSTOR contain primarily peer-reviewed journals, so all you have to do is refine your search results to the articles only. In the next video, I'll talk a bit more about the academic information ecosystem. Knowing more about that will help you navigate the complex landscape of academic resources available to you.